Many pundits in the Czech Republic agree that this year's pre-election campaigns were, at least as far as the country's two largest parties were concerned, among the most aggressive in recent memory, with the ruling Social Democrats and their biggest rivals, the opposition Civic Democrats, vying for the votes of Czechs. It's widely expected that one of these parties will form the country's next government. The campaign season was, of course, not just about these two parties, or their leaders, Jiří Paroubek and Mirek Topolánek. But in a way, it might as well have been. Jan Wellinger has details.
So what kind of a campaign was it? For the Social Democrats, an aggressive one, but also an emotional turn of events. Suffering a plummet in the ratings just a year ago, they stormed back under the leadership of the man they nicknamed the Bulldozer, Jiří Paroubek. A prime minister who has pulled no punches against his election rivals. His tactics and rhetoric could see the Social Democrats win an unprecedented third term. For the Civic Democrats, it has also been a tough road. 8 years out of government, they are eager to return to power. But their leader, Mirek Topolánek, has made his campaign somewhat less personal. Even so, Jan Hartl, the head of the STEM polling agency, says,
"This election season can be described as a season full of emotions. If we compare it with the last elections, it means that now there's much more attacks, especially on personalities, rather aggressive, based on emotions, and the emotions are escalating visibly by the end of campaign. This is maybe most dramatic and most aggressive end of any campaign since 1990.
The last week alone saw the leaders of the two largest parties face off in no less than four televised debates. With polling banned by law 6 days ahead of voting, we can only guess at their impact. Until then, final polls by a number of agencies suggested different results, with widely differing margins of victory for both parties. A lot theoretically hinges on who led the more effective campaign, as well as personal preference. I asked political scientist Petr Kukílek how he viewed differences in the two parties' approach.
If we talk generally about the visual part of the campaign, I think, again, it's been interesting to take a look at the two main parties and see that the Civic Democrats are trying to appear as a team. You typically see two or three candidates together and perhaps some personalities who actually endorse them, as opposed to the Social Democrats, where you typically see a single candidate, most typically Prime Minister Paroubek. The Civic Democrats visuals apparently try to appear more inclusive and professional as to the Social Democrats visuals, which are trying to be more in your face, more direct.
If the devil is in the details, it is always difficult to guess in advance who got them right, who ultimately will reach more voters. If the Social Democrats have gone largely on the offensive, the Civic Democrats have tried to push their points by largely ignoring the attacks. Still, journalist Eric Best suggests that both parties have been guilty of falling into a quagmire that he indicates could open opportunities for some of the others.
One of the risks of such a negative campaign, especially in the final week, is that it backfires. It works against both the Social Democrats and also the right-wing party, because voters might say, this is just more of the same. We've seen it before. And you could see a spike in the votes for the Greens and the Communists, both of which are considered to an extent the protest parties. It could be that the Greens get more than the 10% that is expected, and that the Communists get more than about the 18 or 20% that is expected from them.
So here, then, is how the election seems to be shaping up. The two main parties, the Social Democrats and the opposition Civic Democrats, fighting for the largest block of voters, followed by the Communists and somewhere behind them, the Greens and the Christian Democrats. Those are the five, barring any major surprises, expected to get into Parliament. What kind of coalition can be formed will depend on who gets over the finish line. We'll simply have to wait and see.
Thanks, Jan. Well, you've been talking a lot there about style. What about the actual issues in the elections? Did they come across?
I would put it this way. The Prime Minister and Mr. Topolánek facing off a total of four times in 1 week. You couldn't help but notice, if you saw, say, more of the debates, that the issues did get across simply by repetition, and you did get an idea of where the parties do differ. Here's what political analyst Vladimir Advotakova had to say.
The election campaign here, as we said, was very aggressive. On the other hand, I would say that for the first time, the real topics and problems were discussed here in the society. For the first time, there was a strong questions about the taxation, about the reforms of the healthcare, the pension system, and so on. So, in fact, there is possibility for the voter to decide according some rationality.
And we should have some idea about whose campaign was the most effective on Saturday night.